Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here. Hope you're doing well. Another episode of Scriptures in Wall Street. Before I get started, let me say my disclosure here. Everything on this podcast should be used for education and information purposes only. If you are interested in investment advice, please seek a licensed professional, which is us. You can call us 813-448-3446 or simply visit us at CortezWM.com. So my discussion today is the Fed rate. So there are a lot of things going on, and we've gotten calls, and we appreciate the calls and the emails. For those of you that don't know, if you have questions about your current situation, you can always email us at info@CortezWM.com. And I just want to let you know there are some major red flags happening right now, if you haven't noticed. Look, we understand that that we don't like the current administration. We understand that it's very emotional what's going on, but we have to understand that we have to quantify and qualify our decisions, like why we vote the way we vote. Yes, we love the Constitution. Yes, we love America. Yes, we love Christian values. We fight for them. However, what you need to understand is there is facts. There's things in the economy that you need to understand so that when you're talking to a liberal or pro Harris, pro tampon Timmy dude, look at the savings rate. Just look at the savings rate right now. And over the last Fed rate cut, it was over 9%, meaning people were saving 9% of their income in the bank, just putting it away. Right now, the way wages are, people are only saving an average 3.4%. 3.4%. So we have no savings in America because inflation is eating everything. Credit card rates are all-time high. People are maxing out their credit cards. They can't afford basic necessities. Now, you blame inflation, but why are we having this inflationary period? So the other thing is unemployment. The major flag we have right here is unemployment. And so what Fed Jerome Powell was basically saying is that he is going to keep the unemployment the way it is now. So the major reason why that I think that this recession is going to be here is about five key factors. And really just two out of the five are just astronomical. Number one, the savings rate. Number two, the unemployment is the banger right there. Unemployment is creeping up. And right now, it went from 3.4 to 4.3 just in the past year. And the last rate cuts that we've had always led to recessions. I mean, it is pretty bad. So 70% of the time when they lower interest rates, it's because there is no soft landing, guys. It is going to be a hard crash. We have no savings as Americans. Unemployment is creeping up. And everyone's saying with the housing market, oh yeah, by the way, when interest rates go down, there's going to be more home buyers, so it's going to save real estate. This is further from the truth. Just in the past 6 months, we've had mortgage rates go from 7.6, which, hey, I bought my house 2 years ago and I got 7.1. That sucked. That really sucked. But they went up to 7.6. All right. And I have decent credit. I have decent income, decent credit. Boom. They still smacked me up on my jumbo loan. And it is what it is, but they went down to 6.4. So we've had a massive, almost 80 basis points in deduction of rates, almost 1%. And guess what? Do you see people buying homes all over the place? Do you see banks lending out money? No. So this is a huge, huge problem. This is a massive problem, actually. We're not going to find out. September 15th, they're going to lower the interest rates. We know that. But what also we need to be looking at is that yield curve, man. Like that yield curve, that 2 year is finally going to start uninverting to the 5 year to the 10. And we're going to have this curve, this natural curve that we're supposed to be having. But the problem is when it uninverts, that's when the shit show happens, dude. Like that's when it really, really is bad. So we had multiple recessions. A lot of these recessions. So, you know, guys, we didn't have the debt. We didn't have the asset bubble and the liability bubble. We didn't have the unemployment skyrocketing and savings rates were stronger. So my 5 points is the savings rates is not as high as they need to be. Unemployment is like the Achilles heel here. We have more stinking debt. I mean, we followed KRE on scriptures. We follow the commercial crisis that is still being swept underneath the rug. Let alone student loan and credit card debt. We got a lot of debt, man. America has huge amounts of debt. And then all the assets are overpriced from the stock market to real estate to pretty much everything. It's not sustainable. Even gold is on a bubble, man. Like everything that goes up must come down. You guys know this. We are in a massive bubble, an asset bubble and a liability bubble. Factor in unemployment rate, factor in a terrible savings rate, factor in inflation, unknown taxation. Guys, we are going into a massive recession, and it could happen as fast as 3 to 6 months, and it's perfect timing. If Trump wins, they are going to do what? They're going to pull the cards off the deck, man. The house of cards is going to fall. So my question to you is, like, what are you doing today to protect your principal? What are you doing today? Are you relying on a stock market? Yes, the stock market's going up right now. It's going up. It's being propped up. So what? You may make another 8, 12% by year end. Maybe you get lucky in 15 to 20. But what are you doing right now when it does hit that all-time high and crumbles down? Those interest rates are coming down, dude. And when they do, 70% of the time, the market is in a crash trajectory. We are in a recession. I'm not fear-mongering. These are facts. I need for you guys to really, really understand this, that you can't just have your money in the stock market thinking, oh, it's going to be great. It may not be great this time. For those of you that are 60 years old and you've worked your daggone whole life, your hard-earned money, 40-plus years, it could be 20, 30 years worth of working wiped away within 6 months. If you just don't do nothing about it. The problem is, do you want to fix it before it becomes a problem? Or are you one of those type of people that you fix it when it is a problem, when it could have been a problem? So should fix it now or could fix it? You don't want to go into retirement and said, yeah, I shoulda when I coulda, right? I shoulda fixed this and I coulda. Don't do that. It's too late in the game, man. All you got to do is pick up the phone. Give us a call. 813-448-3446. You give us a call and you book an appointment. I will send you. Just remind me because I'm not perfect and I only have like 300 left. I have a few copies of my book, America First Timer Plan. I wrote about what's happening. I wrote about the woke agenda. I wrote about insurance companies, financial companies, investment companies, how they're funding China, how they're funding all this garbage, and more importantly, how we're going to keep your money safe from this financial reset that is absolutely happening. Now, the financial reset, people think it's a quantitative financial system, quantum financial system, and you got to buy gold and this and that. Next thing you know, all these gold dealers are charging you 20, 30%. Oh, yeah, the QFS is coming. Guys, be very, very cautious of that, man. Don't fall for that. And more importantly, don't do anything dumb like buying a gold IRA. Like, it doesn't make sense. You're buying gold at an all-time high. What are you going to do with the gold? What are you going to do with the precious metals? And then you don't even own the IRA. The government owns the IRA, and you're telling them, hey, the IRA is over here in Dallas or Delaware. Oh, but we have statutory laws. Do you think the government cares about statutory laws if they're trying to find the gold? No, man. So don't buy IRAs and put precious metals in them. The government controls it, bro. The same people you're trying to avoid are changing or are manipulating the price of gold. Look, I like precious metals. I have precious metals. I own precious metals. For me, my family, 100 grand is plenty. I have roughly $125,000 personally in precious metals. I keep it in my house. I don't need to put it in a depository. And all you got to do is go to CortezWealthGold.com, get you a preferred rate, because I don't want you buying garbage from these other gold dealers that are pushing these crazy collectibles, and you're getting screwed on buying it and selling it. Most of these knuckleheads, they charge you 20, 25% to sell it. Like, legit, that's what they're charging. Absolutely crazy, man. So go to Cortez Wealth Gold. They are ran by Genesis Gold. Great company. And it's a faith-based company. So go over there, CortezWealthGold.com, if you want gold or silver. Now, I recommend you buy it directly from them, CortezWealthGold.com. Fill in your information. Buy a few bucks worth, a few grand, hundreds of thousands, whatever. But there's nothing better than having true insurance on your money. And the only way we can do that is actually buying insurance on your money. Do you know there are accounts where you can guarantee your principal? That is anti-DEI, anti-CBDC. That is literally anti-stock market. You have insurance on your money. And by the way, the indexes are pretty rad. Like, they're pretty bad. They go from NASDAQ to treasuries to commodities to S&P 500. And that's really all you need. You need a smart AI-based index that can pivot from left to right, right to left, up, down, sideways, no matter if it's a terrorist attack, another COVID run. By the way, COVID is back. Election flu is back. You guys know the drill. They are getting ready to send those mail-in ballots. Lock down people up. Now they got to change whatever, Joe Biden off the ballot and put Kamala Ho on it, because they're not going to tax tips. So, oh man, it's so funny, man. It is so funny. Like, they are so obvious on what they're doing. It is so obvious what they're doing. Like, I see it from the financial side. I said it in January. The Fed could steal the election. And what are they doing? They're lower interest rates. So the stock market temporarily can go up. But we all know once that yield curve uninverts, boom, the crap is hitting the freaking fan, bro. Like, bad. Savings rates low. Unemployment is creeping up. You can't change that. You go to a restaurant, you're waiting like an hour to be greeted. You're waiting hour and a half to get your food. You go to a hotel, the service is not there. You go to a car dealership, the service is not there. You go anywhere, the service is not there, because people are not going to work and unemployment is going through the roof. It's a serious situation, guys. It is time. I'm calling this podcast the recession to come, or the rates will cause a recession. We're going to lower the interest rates. The recession is coming, man. Like, there's no more playing games anymore, dude. Like, it is coming. And I can't tell you if it's going to be next month. I can't tell you if it's going to be next year, but is definitely going to be within the next two quarters. Like we are in for some crazy times. So we need to understand, guys, that it is time. It's time to secure your assets. And some of you, the reason why I'm talking about this is because some of you, it's going to take a good month to move your assets, sometimes 2 months. Could you imagine the stock market is collapsing? You can't even transfer funds. You can't even move your money out of Fidelity or another annuity or another brokerage or your gold IRA. They're holding on to it and the market's going down. That is the crappiest feeling. And we're going through that with some clients right now where they're trying to get out of Dodge and we're trying to help them and they can't because they're stuck. They're dragging their feet. They're collecting their last minute fees, whatever the situation, the fax didn't go through. The signature was ineligible. Oh, the transfer person got COVID and it wasn't here this day. And we're training the new transfer person to hit a button. This is real life stuff, man. Like, so it's time that you get your assets together. You got to be proactive. And I want to just show you. I want to show you. Look, here is S&P 500. I got all green traffic lights. It is going up. Like this is not rocket science. They are pumping this thing up. I got buy signals for days. I got another buy signal today. August 27th. Another buy signals. My stock market is going to go up again. And they're going to lower interest rates. So the stock market is getting ready to have its last pump. And once it has its pump, we're going to start to see the yield curve uninvert. And that's when things will start to happen. I will be talking about TZA and SPS and shorting. I mean, we saw signs a few weeks ago of what that could look like. The volatility index will creep back up. Let's go over there because, you know, we got to check that. And look, I am basically seeing more reds and more greens. So my green says it's going to go up. My red's going to go down. So all this was green recently. And dude, like, it is coming down. So when this goes down, stock market typically goes up. It has been, the volatility index has been roughly hovering around 12 or 13. It's at 17 right now. But it was as high as 23. We are going to see some serious volatility, guys. Serious volatility. If we went back during COVID time, this thing was boom. Look at that. Woo. Good Lord. Yeah, that thing was, I think it was at like, no, it was higher than that. Yeah, the peak of COVID, it was 64. I thought it was higher. I thought it was in the 80s. But yeah, it was about 64. Right now, we're hovering around 23. We're hovering around 1436. It could go back up. So that volatility is going to go up. And look, even if we do half, if it went to 62, let's just say it went to 40-ish, right? That is massive. Absolutely massive. That means that stock market is going down. And if I look at the retracements, we're looking at a 40 to 50% decline when this yield curve uninverts. So I can't stress enough. Cannot stress enough. We are in a time where you only have maybe a few months, and it takes you months to move accounts these days. It's not like the next day, by the way, unless you're in a bank account. But the S&P 500 is going up. I got nothing but green buy signals, traffic lights. The momentum is serious right now. Yes, it is going up. Do not get tricked into this pump. Do not get tricked into this bull run and say, oh, yeah, the Magnificent Seven is back. Amazon, Tesla. Yeah. I mean, we're gonna go to the moon. Dude, you're going to get crushed. You're going to get crushed. As soon as they lower those interest rates, you're going to start to see signs of market adjustments. The market, it's going to send shockwaves, dog. It's going to send shockwaves to the market. It's going to send shockwaves to the housing market. People think, like I said, people are going to line up for home buyers, are going to line up, but they haven't yet. And we went from a 7.6 to 7.1 to 6.4 mortgage rates. Where are the freaking buyers? Here in Pinellas County, Florida, and in Tampa, Florida, we have a 69% increase in inventory with no buyers. Banks are not lending like they used to because people aren't saving. There's massive debt right now. And we know that the loan to value on the stock market, as well as our GDP, is not as strong. So they don't have a good outlook on our economy. And it's because of what's been happening for the past 4 freaking years. And people want to vote this crap in? Are you joking me? Get out of here, bro. That's so stupid. And all right, so let's look at one of our safe havens. The safe havens right now are going to be our insurance contracts. This is how you avoid it, particularly fixed index annuities or fixed index universal life policies if you're afraid of the taxation of what's about to happen. The fixed index annuity space, particularly the high growth ones, the insurance contracts, we call them PIAs, private insured accounts. Those are going to, if you're okay, will only have it access to 10% of your money. And having a legit double, possibly within 5 to 7 years, because there's no fees and there's high growth. The ones I have access to are double-digit growth in many years. I could show you charts and it's incredible. Some years we did 25%, some years we did 4%, some years we made 0%, and some years, like in 2016, we made 40%. So it is completely up to you. The bad thing about safe money annuities is you only have access to 10% a year. So you only put money that you're okay not losing. Money that you're okay only having access to for 10%. Personally, for me, my wife and I, we put $100,000 away. And we're hoping 19 years from now that we will have over $4.2 million. Because that's what it's projected to do. And we'll just live off 5-6%. I'll be 61 by that time. That will be one account. We have multiple accounts personally. The same could be for you. Maybe you don't have 19 years. Maybe you have 5 years. Maybe you just want to protect your money from a crashing banking system. Maybe you want to protect your money from a crashing stock market, an unknown tax rate hike, an unknown takeover, an unknown financial reset. There's so many things, the unknowns. But the one thing I do know is that as long as there's a court system involved, your money is going to be protected. You have a contract that protects your principal. Show me where the contract protecting your principal when you buy gold. Show me where the contract is protecting your home when the home falls away with the next Hurricane Maria, designed by Harp. Show me where the contract is on your 401k when you lose it to a 201k during another 08 recession. I'll wait. Oh, by the way, you don't even own your 401k. The government does. So what people have to understand, if I can be point frank with you, is you have to purchase insurance on your money. That's the best thing to do during these type of crisis. The other way you could do, or the other thing you could do is, yeah, you could buy precious metals. You can go to Cortez Wealth Gold and buy some precious metals at the best rate. You could buy TMF. TMF is a great safe haven. Once they lower interest rates, TMF 3 times the risk. Now, this is not a guarantee, by the way. This is a security. And I'm not giving advice, but I'm just saying for education purposes only, you ideally could buy TMF right now at an all-time low. Right now, we are still at an all-time low. The all-time low right now is all-time low was like 44. We're close to it at 50. Right now, it's 54. But dude, when interest rates are lowered, last time, during its peak of the interest rates, it was well over $400. And right now we're at 56. So you can buy some call options here. It was over 480, man. Like this is, Harry Dent is even talking about TLT. TLT is great too. It is not leveraged. TMF is leveraged 3 times, the upside and downside. So this is basically, Harry Dent is talking about this. And I love Harry Dent. He's just always, always wrong with his times. No pun intended, Mr. Harry, if you're listening. But, and by the way, I love to have you on my show if you're listening. But I gotta say, like, this is, I think, precious metals, a good insurance contract with safe money. We call it green money. And a little bit of TMF or TLT, you are going to make money off of this recession. This is so predictable right now, guys. Like, it is so predictable, like the election flu, like the vaccine and martial law, like how they push martial law on everything, every terrorist attack, domestic terrorist attack, martial law, COVID, martial law, mandates, martial law. This is what they want to do. They want to track, trace, and control us. They want to cyber attack us. They want to AI infiltrate us. They want to track us. You can't even have a phone without it predicting what you're going to do next. Guys, they already know your step before it's done. And if you have a bank account, they already have you on the CBD system. For crying out loud, everything is going to be CBDC. So you can't avoid it. Everything is tokenized. Everything is going to be tokenized. And so you already are in the system. The best thing that you can do right now is honestly step out of the system by purchasing insurance on your retirement. So the government cannot dictate, the indices cannot dictate the downfall of your accounts. We are in a situation where, yes, the market eventually will come back down at a 50% retracement. But now we have other issues. We have other issues. We have our freedoms being attacked, our freedom of religion, our financial freedom, our freedom of enterprise is being attacked. What are you doing today, not just financially, but what are you doing right now to protect your family from this freedom takeover? Well, we definitely have to fight. In the voting polls, that's if they don't steal it again. And that is a concern. But for me, it doesn't matter who wins. We're going to make a boatload of money doing this. I watch this. I trade this. I love this. This is what I do. I'm actually a podcaster that actually trades, that actually makes a living giving investment advice, even though I can't give investment advice on this podcast. I can talk about education and information purposes. Topics. So, anyways, I love doing this, guys. I'm rambling now, but what I cannot stress enough, man, when they lower these interest rates, September 15th, get ready, put your seatbelt on. It's going to be a September to remember. September to remember. September to remember. I don't know what that means, but it ain't pretty, bro. Get ready. Get ready. Like, I'm in Florida. We know how to get ready, man. Like, hurricanes. I bought one of these cool, like, electronic cooler. And it's basically, what I really need to do is just get it, one of those in-ground generators. But anyways, I didn't have time to do all that HOA, and they're like $13,000, and it's a big construction deal to install one. But anyways, in the meantime, I bought a few of these, I bought one of these electronic coolers, and they're pretty cool. They got wheels on it. They run off electricity, so you don't need ice or battery. They run off battery, and you can charge it, and the battery lasts forever. But if you have all these battery packs, you can charge your cooler, and you can have meats and milk and all this stuff till hopefully when you get electricity. So pretty amazing. Well, the reason why I say that is because we are preparing. God forbid there's a storm, you know. We have generators. We even have a raft in case of floods. We have life vests, we have seeds, we have purification straws for water. You can drink water, dirty water anywhere, and it purifies it. Just survival kits, gas masks. Like, we prepare. And it's time that you guys start preparing your retirement accounts. It's just time, dude. Like, I've been doing this for a long time. And some of you are probably just sick and tired of me hearing about this, but you got to protect your principal. And if you're a current client, good on you. You already protected your principal. Even the money in the market is going to go to treasuries for safety, flight to safety. So yeah, the market money is, it has more risk, but even that is calculated risk. It's nothing that you have to worry about because our money managers are good at what they do. Anyways, I wanted to bring that to the table because it is coming like this. There are lower interest rates. The time has come. And they think they're going to have a soft landing. It ain't going to be no soft landing. Not with the unemployment rate, not with savings rate, not with the banks still not lending, not with buyers not coming back already with a deduction on mortgage rates. There's massive amount of property for sale in many metropolitan areas, including my city, Tampa, Florida. It is not looking good, dude. It is not looking good, especially the unemployment numbers. They're just creeping up. Time to get your stuff ready. So with that being said, guys, God bless you. Let me share my devotion real quick. Rejoice in truth. Love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. 1 Corinthians 13:6. There's a saying about truth that goes like, a half truth is a whole lie. It's true. And where any ounce of falsehood exists, love will not be complete. In truth, we find real freedom. When we are free, we can have the joy to the fullest in life and purpose and in marriage. God's word says the devil is a liar and the father of lies. Any kind of lie is not of God, but from our worst enemy. So when we are given in telling a lie and allowing a lie by withholding the truth, the devil is one that's being honored, not our heavenly father on our spouse. So I thought that was very powerful that the truth will set you free, right? And so we should be rejoicing in truth. All right, guys, hopefully that message spoke to you. And let us be truthful in everything that we do. And I hope that you understood the assignment. I hope you understood the forecast because it's not looking pretty if you're just out there in mutual funds and in the stocks. It's time to diversify and completely get ready for a market meltdown in the next 3 to 6 months. It is coming. Guys, I'm out of here. God bless.